Hey, what's up, you guys? You are listening to Good, Rude, and Partly Nude. Welcome to another episode. If you are back here on the podcast, and if this is your first episode, welcome. My name is Nikki, and I'm usually joined by my partner, my girlfriend, Nat Cruz, but she won't be with us just for this episode because she's unavailable during the time of recording. Not that we didn't try. Actually, there's a bit of a backstory to this. The past week, we've been trying to brainstorm for a good topic that we could discuss on the show. And that's usually our workflow now for the past month. We would start a little bit at the beginning of the week, play a little bit on a few topics that we have in mind, and then maybe record it at the middle of the week. If we have to re-record something or if something pops up and, you know, we feel like, oh, this could be a nice addition to the episode, we record that like on a Thursday and then put it out on a Friday because we're trying to keep with a regular schedule. And as much as we want to batch record, we couldn't do it because we're not that kind of creators. We're not that kind of artists. We're really the type to, you know, feel out what's good at this moment, what we can share, what we can put out, what feels right. And I believe that the universe does things for a reason, and maybe there's a reason behind why we couldn't nail this week's topic. We have like a very general idea of it, but we couldn't just, you know, finesse it. And maybe the reason for that is for me to do this episode on my own. And it's nice because now I get to share with you a few facts about myself. Well, not about myself, but like with this podcast in particular. I never got to tell everyone why the title is Good, Rude, and Partly Nude. Well, first of all, if you say that whole thing, it already describes me. The good part is for every topic that's, you know, still close to wellness. If you read the podcast description, you'll see that we talk right outside the fence of wellness. Because we don't want to stray too far from our experiences and our knowledge. We try to connect it with mental health, social health, emotional health, wellness, well-being in general, fitness, and health. Not to say that we're experts in everything, but, you know, we try to stay on track and give our two cents where we feel we are knowledgeable and experienced. So that's the good part. Rude is me just constantly cussing. I remember I had to guest in a radio station once, and before I went on air, they had to pull me out of the booth and tell me that I couldn't curse on air. And so I was like, when I have my own podcast, I will say fuck, shit, damn, get the hell out of here. I will say whatever I want, and no one's gonna stop me. And finally, this came to life, and yep, that's me. I'm not going to change myself for anything or for anyone, but you know, that was radio, and that wasn't my station, so fine. I just find it funny that they had to pull me out and tell me that I couldn't curse on air. And the partly nude describes the vulnerability that comes with these podcast episodes. And vulnerable is the perfect way to describe how I feel right now. I feel vulnerable without Nat. I have tried recording probably 100 times because that's the Virgo perfectionist in me. I know I can edit this thing, but I don't know why I'm acting like I can't. But here we go. I'm going to give it a try. So today, I'm going to be a little courageous to share a few things that really affect me in terms of my work and my career. Apart from my family and my relationship with Nat, my career is such a huge chunk of myself as an individual, as a person. And you probably see it through my work. I really pour my heart into whatever I do. And that's because I'm in the service industry and my love language is service. So if I tell you that I will do something for you, I'm going to give 200% of my entire being into that thing. And so that leads me to how I ended up feeling today. It's Friday at the time that I'm recording this, and it's actually a busy rush hour. I live in the city, pretty noisy outside. So if you end up hearing vehicles passing or cars honking, I apologize in advance. I don't have a fancy setup here. I'm recording this in my living room, and you might hear the bustle of the city outside. So like I mentioned, it's Friday evening here, and I have done nothing today but go for a facial treatment. And I forced myself to go and get that because at the beginning of the day after my workout, I was just so exhausted. I had a long list of things to do, and none of them have been checked. And on my way home after I got that facial, because I was like, oh, maybe if I do a bit of self-care today, even for just an hour or two, when I get back, I'd get my rhythm back, I'd get my groove back, and, you know, I could start working again. But that didn't happen. I was so exhausted that while I was walking home, I started to cry outside, literally, like, just tears falling down my face. Pretty embarrassing. It wasn't obvious. I wasn't bawling. I wasn't like sobbing or anything. I just started to cry. And I know myself so well that when that happens, I just needed to take a break and slow down. The whole afternoon, I was hammering myself internally, telling myself that there's a lot that I needed to get done and that I shouldn't be relaxing at this point. So a lot of you probably know that every year I run the NT Summer Equinox. It happens on all Saturdays of March. So if you're interested in joining us this year, watch out for the details on my Instagram. And the end of January is the signal that things are going to get insanely busy. I run an extremely lean team running or mounting 4 events, sometimes 5, in a span of 1 month. And by lean, I mean 3 freaking power women, me included. So I have 2 amazing ladies under me, Carissa and Cher. I don't know if they'll ever get to listen to this, but if you guys do, oh my God, I love you so much. You are the most amazing women. Going back to how I felt, I started to cry on my way home, and I knew that I was just really tired, done, no way I could do anything to work. And I remembered I've had this episode 2-3 years ago, and I posted it on Instagram, and I told everyone that we shouldn't let our level of productivity define us. Shout out to every freelancer, side hustler, entrepreneur, startup founder, even the mothers, because I know that this thing is challenging as fuck. It is so hard to be your own boss. And people mistake it to be a luxury to work whenever you want, wherever you want, even when you're still in your pajamas. It is a luxury, but that luxury comes with a price. It isn't easy to establish your own system, to create a way to operate so that your career doesn't mesh or blend in so much with your personal life that it burns you out, or it's just all mixed up. It becomes messy down the line. So you have to be able to separate those two things. And when you are an entrepreneur, when you are a freelancer, when you are your own boss, you tend to work more than a person who has a day job. Trust me, I've had a day job for 4 years right after college. And that was easier, Of course, there are a lot of challenges to it, but the challenges of being on your own and standing on your own feet in terms of your career is a different monster. It's a whole different animal. So why do we, especially us women, measure our worth based on what we have done, how much we have done, what we've accomplished, or just our productivity in general? Why does it feel like a sin to rest? You know that quote, "No rest for the wicked"? I was like, oh yeah, this is the shit. I'm gonna like post this up on my Pinterest, share this thing wherever I could. It was up on my Facebook, like, I don't know, 8 years ago. No rest for the wicked is like super badass. But now I look at it and I cringe, because the wicked has to rest. Otherwise, that wickedness is just going to dissipate. It's gonna die. The fire will just burn off. And so I think I wanted to take this opportunity to remind myself and all you guys who are listening that rest shouldn't be a weakness. We shouldn't treat it as, oh, you rested today? You didn't do anything? That's weak. It shouldn't also be treated as an indulgence or a cheat. Rest is a requirement. You know how you train your physical body? You work out 5 days a week. You do active recovery on your sixth day and absolute rest on your seventh day. There has to be at least one day of absolute rest, because otherwise your body will not be able to recover. It's the same thing for our brains. It's the same thing for our creativity. It needs a break. And if you're not taking that break, what the fuck are you doing to yourself? We also have to be able to observe ourselves and how we behave. Why do we refuse to rest? I know for a fact that my motivation is because I want to be able to help as many people as I can, to touch as many lives as I could and change them. I don't need to be famous. I just want to be able to touch people's lives and, you know, inspire them at least to make a change for themselves. And the moment I left my day job in 2013, the moment I went on my own in my career, I told myself that I will do anything in my will to be able to get there, to get to where I envision myself and my work to be. And that's why sometimes I deprive myself of that rest. I'm still working on that, and I know that I've been better for the past 2 years since I lost one of my dogs. 2 years ago when I lost my dog, that was a turning point, a major turning point in my life. Told me that there are far more important things than just working every fucking day. And my hustle back then was much harder. I would teach 3 to 5 classes, 6 days a week, one day to rest. Sometimes I would even take a substitute class. I would teach for another teacher that seventh day and go absolutely no rest, because I was that driven. I feel that I'm still driven today, just that I know my boundaries. And I know that if I want to be in this for the long haul, I also have to take care of myself. And so when I have the chance to observe other people, talk to them, notice their patterns or notice their habits or just listen to their stories. And I hear that they would rather fill up every hour of their day doing something so that by the time they get home, they just literally sleep. In my head, I want to ask them, why? Of course, it depends on who I'm talking to, but I ask in my head why that person wants to escape. Because when you avoid rest, you also sort of avoid solidarity. You also sort of avoid the crucial moments of just being and living with yourself. And solidarity, being alone for a long freaking period of time, which is like an entire day sometimes, or maybe 3 hours straight of just you, no phone, just silence, that's going to teach you a lot about self-awareness. That's going to set you on the road to self-mastery. You understand yourself better, and you learn to love yourself for who you are. And I feel that when we refuse to rest, you know, I'd rather go out with my friends, get super tired, super drunk, so that when I get home, I plop onto my bed and wake up the next day. How does that sound? I used to be like that too. Back when I was handling a tobacco brand and we would be thrown everywhere to mount parties around the country, I would wear myself out, sort of like numbing yourself, and then just sleep. One more thing that I want you to be aware of that I also learned just by observing myself and my behavioral patterns is procrastination. They say that when you procrastinate, you're lazy, you're unproductive, all sorts of bad things. I tend to procrastinate too, and I don't see anything wrong with that. I just watch how much time I take procrastinating. And then I end up asking myself, why am I not doing what I'm supposed to do? Because when you procrastinate, your head is already on that task. You're like, oh, I have to hit the gym. So you're already sitting in your leggings and your sports bra and your tights or your sneakers or whatever. You're in your active wear. But you're just on your phone for some reason, delaying things and not getting your ass out there to the gym. It's the same thing with work. You know that you have to get this done, but you're putting it off, doing something else, or just sitting there and telling yourself, okay, I need 5 more minutes. The 5 minutes turns into 10, the 10 turn into 20, and so on. And you realize you've wasted your entire day putting that one thing off. So what I'd rather do when I see myself falling into that pattern is I just tell myself that I'm not going to do that thing which I'm supposed to do. Like, for example, I have to hit the gym today, but I really just can't. I need the 5 minutes. Instead of that, I take off my activewear and do something else and actually become present in doing that. Like, okay, I can't hit the gym, but I think I can start preparing food for lunch. So yeah, I have the energy to do that. I just don't have the energy to work out right now. So I go ahead and actually make lunch versus sit and procrastinate have my head in the gym, but my ass on my couch. So that feels like, okay, I did something. I didn't waste my time. It's being half-assed. When you know that you're supposed to be doing something, but you're just delaying it, just do something else and be there. And if that something else has to be being on your bed or on your couch and actually resting because you have done so much, you've done enough, and you must take this time to breathe, that is a valid thing to do. Never do anything half-assed, you guys. And rest is included in never doing things half-assed. There's really not much I wanted to say in this episode. That's all of it, actually. I feel so much better already. I feel like I gave myself a pep talk. I don't know if any one of you needs to hear any of the things I said in this episode, but I hope that it somehow sparked a bit of inspiration, sparked a bit of, you know, positivity into how you perceive productivity and rest. And thank you so much for listening. Nat will be back in the next episode, I promise, because it's just more fun when she's here, isn't it? Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye.